Our second reading today is from 1 Peter.
Christ was chosen before the creation of the world, but was only revealed at the end of time. This was done for you, who through Christ are faithful to the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. So now your faith and hope should rest in God. As you set yourselves apart by your obedience to the truth, so that you might have genuine affection for your fellow believers, love each other deeply and earnestly. Do this because you have been given new birth, not from the type of seed that decays, but from seed that doesn't. This seed is God's life-giving and enduring word. Thus, all human life on earth is like grass. All human glory is like a flower in the field. The grass dries up and its flower falls off, but the Lord's word endures forever. This is the word that was proclaimed to you as good news. Here ends the reading. Let us pray. Still speaking God, be with us this morning as we honor the magnificence of your enduring creation and we seek to find truth and light in your holy word. Amen. Now, not long ago, I was watching a program on television about early humans. There was a soundbite of a man who is an evolution denier. He said emphatically, "There ain't no monkeys in my family tree." Personally, I think that's really sad. He's diminishing the very idea of a species that discovered fire, created language, survived the Ice Age, and gradually emerged to become people who can text while driving. What a shame. I, on the other hand, am absolutely certain that there are monkeys in my family tree. I'm proud of it, and I have proof of it. In fact, I have scientific proof that I am part Neanderthal. Some of you may have already imagined that anyhow. Not only that, but I am part Denisovan, which, if you haven't heard, is a strain of very early humans that paleoanthropologists discovered in the year 2010. The Denisovans lived some 40,000 years ago in Siberia, Asia, and the Pacific Islands. Now, proof of my ancestral connections to these extinct humans comes from the fact that I am one of 600,000 people who are participating in a National Geographic research study, the Genographic Project. Each of the participants have contributed a small portion of their DNA to this study of human origins. This study uses ancient genetic patterns in our DNA to track migrations as groups of hominids from different regions mixed and migrated over thousands of years. Our ancestors, Homo sapiens, mixed with the ancient and now extinct hominid cousins. Like the Neanderthals in Europe, the Middle East, and with the Denisovans in Asia. And there's the possibility that other now extinct hominid groups may be discovered one day. Whoa. My undergraduate degree is in cultural anthropology from the University of Arizona. One of the things that we were taught in those days, which is a very long time ago, I might add, was that groups of humans would meet say, like tribes in the forest that didn't know the other group existed. When such people came together, two things happened. First, tools or weapons were exchanged. And second, babies were made. Some scientists think that Neanderthals and Denisovans became extinct because our ancestors made love and not war. Eventually, the minority hominid lineages became absorbed into the much larger human populations. I think that we are able to learn today from science and technology things that are absolutely fascinating. The richness and depth of God's great creation is far beyond what we may ever be able to imagine. Australian theologian Charles Birch writes that the existence of humans has not been an immediate step following the origin of the first living molecule. The very nature of creation, Birch says, is spontaneity of response, purpose, struggle, and achievement. What we see in research like the Genome Project is, as Birch says, that creation is not a straight path. God has left room for infinite variety, for growth, and yes, even mistakes. The evidence that there were other groups of hominids living among us for a while is proof, I think, of the variety and richness of that creation. Instead of denying that they even existed, perhaps it is time for those of us who are products of the long and fruitful evolution of humans to embrace them as our cousins. As the author of the letter to Peter, which I read this morning, writes, "Set yourselves apart by your obedience to the truth, so that you might have genuine affection and love each other deeply and earnestly." The letter goes on to say, "Do this because you have been given new birth, not from the type of seed that decays, but from the seed that doesn't. This seed is God's life-giving and enduring word." New birth. Indeed, we have been given new birth. Over thousands of years, we've been rebirthed a myriad of times. Think of it. We often refer to the Ice Age, as I did earlier, as if it were one period of time. But actually, there were many ice ages in different parts of the globe. Our ancestors died at a great rate during the bitter cold, and yet we were able to migrate to warmer places where we were again given new birth. And new birth can come from unexpected places. A study in 2011 by Stanford University researchers have concluded that many of us carry ancient variants of immune system genes. The thinking is that we gained the immunity when the bodies of our ancestors fought off pathogens as they migrated out of Africa some 60,000 years ago. Now, the author of the letter to Peter included a scrap of poetry, writing, "All human life on earth is like grass, and all human glory is like a flower in the field. The grass dries up, and its flower falls off, but the Lord's word endures forever." And so, our ancestors have gone to dust. Some of them have become extinct. But their genes, almost as a message to us from God, many thousands of years later, carry proof of enduring love, courage, and survival. Now, some people think we're living in end times. And assuredly, God the Creator is fully capable of ending creation. Yet I think the ancient promise of rebirth and endurance has been written in our very connections to all those ancient and early peoples who migrated, who birthed towns, who invented agriculture, who drew beautiful pictures on cave walls, and who left us evidence that they too believed in the divine. Yes, most assuredly there are monkeys in my family tree, and I'm thankful to God for their legacy of love and endurance and the gift of their sacred genetic history and power. Thanks be to God for the richness of creation and for God's tender nurturing of us all. Amen.